Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 147. Surrender to your soul, not circumstances. Surrender to your soul, not circumstances. Things are happening all of the time. Things are happening outside of you all of the time. And most of us equate our physical position in the world, in our family, in our jobs, in our physical location where we live, where we work, where we play, our friends, the greater world economy, our possessions. So many of us, people in general, mostly those who were raised with Western culture beliefs, believe we are as good as our perceived circumstances, the conditions in our life, generally the physical, the financial situations in our life, the way things appear to be. And we do this mental game of comparing ourselves to others. And the others may not even be anything like us. Who can be just like you? No one. No one has come into this world with your exact soul print, your purpose for being here, your higher purpose, your life lessons, the gifts that you've been given. No one has come into this world with your soul print. And yet, as human beings, we do this human thing of comparing and judging our conditions compared to others. And so often, the others have nothing to do with your life, your beingness, your higher purpose. We compare because we are bombarded by media that's focused on selling. We are bombarded with images from so-called celebrities and stars and the illusion of winners. We are comparing our circumstances, our conditions, to an illusionary world that unknowingly, on most of our parts, is working on our psyche to believe we are lesser than, we are not good enough, we need more and better to be acceptable, to be successful, to be attractive. Dear one, you already are all that and more. All that and more. You are not your circumstances. You are your soul. You are this perfection clothed in this physical being. And your greatest purpose in life is not to gather more possessions, have shinier objects, perceive today as valuable and tomorrow probably not. Your purpose is to surrender to your soul, to give up the compulsion for possessions and being like others and yielding to your higher self. Yielding, not as in giving up, but yielding to producing all that is within you. This is the surrendering you are asked to do. In today's message, give up the make-believe that you are fed by so many external factors, and to believe in the unseen truth within you. Give up that way, the outer way, the illusion of success and happiness and having it all, to being all who you already are, producing from the inside out your greatness, producing as in yielding the most abundant crop that is within you. The seed has been planted long ago, the seed of your perfection. Just as in the mightiest oak tree, it started with a tiny seed. The little acorn becomes the magnificent oak tree. The seed, this light within you, this wisdom was planted within you, in your soul self, long ago. It knows exactly how to blossom, to grow tall, strong, and sway with all the conditions, not lose its rootedness, its groundedness, staying centered with whatever storms come its way. Maybe losing a limb here and there, figuratively speaking, only being pruned back to blossom that much more magnificently. That is the truth, dear one. That is the nature of life. Greatness is within you already. Richness is within you already. Gloriousness is within you already. Joy is within you already. Love is within you already. Brilliance is within you already. Wisdom is within you already. Everything you could possibly seek is within you already. So we are told, surrender to your soul. Give up the outer chasing, the outer reacting to circumstances and the illusions of what is successful and more than enough and good enough and attractive enough. Surrender, as in give in within to your higher self, so you may produce all who you always have been. Produce the brilliance within and bring it out. Produce all that you seek that is already here within. Surrender to your soul. Surrender to your soul. And how do you do that? Listen. Put the outer world on pause. Put the demands of the outer world on pause. The demands that you made up in your mind that the world expects you to be. Put all of that on hold and take time to connect with your soul. There are many ways. Our meditation is one. Journaling is another. Taking yourself to the beach or to the forest or to a park and communing with nature is another. Letting go all have-to-be's and shoulds and musts. Quieting your mind and simply being quiet inside. Still. Enjoying the nature all around you. Calming inside and outside. Doing nothing. And then you may hear the voice of your soul. Get this feeling, this knowingness, welling up inside. Perhaps an image will come to mind. And you will act bravely, knowingly, yes. And something may happen in the outer world, and you'll instantly know what to do. It will be a sign to act. And yet, you can also dream. Dream physically in your dreams before you go to sleep with a clear intention, surrendering to your soul, allowing your soul, your angels, to reveal to you what you need to know. Holding that clear intention from love, as you go off to sleep, expecting to be seen, to be shown the way, and you will. And if you're not clear that you received it in your dreams, in that quasi-state before awakening, you ask again, and you'll be shown or heard. You will hear what you need to know. There are many ways to surrender to your soul. So you may yield up the magnificence who you are and be led on your right path under grace. Give up the circumstances, the outer illusion of who you are. You are not stuck. You are not your physical conditions. You are not the circumstances you find yourself in, whatever they are. You are a soul being in this physical world. Come back within. Connect with your higher truth. Find your way under grace, with absolute clarity, the clarity that is waiting for you to let go the anxiety, the emotion, the neediness, be one with peace and harmony and wholeness. That's true prosperity. Wholeness, who you already are. The truth is here in the stillness within. allow your magnificence to blossom like the most glorious oak tree who grew up as a seedling, became this magnificent physical being, seen it all, been through it all, and still stands strong, sharing from its spirit for so many to enjoy. That's you, dear one, waiting to grow in to this magnificent being who you are and to share your spirit. It starts with knowing you've been given everything you need to grow into all who you are. Trust that. Listen and sigh. See the truth within. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breath. Breathing slowly. Feeling your breath flowing in and out. Listening to your breath flowing in and out. And with each breath, feel as if you are the waves of the ocean, feeling yourself flowing in and out, coming closer and closer to the shore. Listen to your breath. As you listen to the waves of the ocean rolling in and rolling out, bringing the treasures of the sea to the shore. Now allow yourself to drop below the waves into the magnificent world within. Noticing the lights, the color. Your eyes adjust to this inner world. They seem to grow wider to take it all in. And your body feels the peace. Stillness and the aliveness within brings a special peace. And you're drawn to this light. Seems to be calling from afar. feel yourself focusing on this light. The shining star within. Lighting the way. As you focus on it, seems to grow brighter and wider, lighter. It seems as if it's right there in front of you, inviting you to swim within. And as you do, feel the whole world inside expand. Feeling the joy within. This is light and you are one. Welcome to your soul self. Feel the safety within. The deep, deep peace. And yet, high energy. Feel yourself embraced with the energy of love. There is only love. Surrendering to this love. Every concern, no matter how small or how large, simply dissolved in this light, in this love. Letting go, releasing, giving up, all have to be's, shoulds, musts, and needs. See and feel them one by one leaving you. Being transmuted to the energy of divine love. And in their place, you simply feel God's love within you now for your perfection. You are not these things. you never were. Feel love. See yourself at a point in time when you knew you were loved dearly. Perhaps you were just a baby. Perhaps a moment in time you remember some special words someone said. Perhaps it's a moment in time where you just loved being you. Where the world was perfect for you. You were childlike and innocent and knew all was well. Feel the self again. How magnificent you are. How happy you are. How perfect you are. How beautiful you are. How lovely you are. How creative you are. How talented you are. How smart you are. How joyful you are. Yes, you are marvelous. You're God's divine child, perfect in every way. Feel this truth. Feel this love. This is who you are. You're that being who you always have been. Every right thing, person, opportunity is here for you now, just as it always was. Step in to your truth, your soul self, as you are now. See and feel this light within, shining so brilliantly. Love who you are. You are able You are more than enough. You are divine love. Inspired with divine love. Healed with divine love. Propelled with divine love. You divine love are one. A powerful and humble, real force. God's power and presence is you. Feel this love throughout your entire being. I am divine love. I am the power and presence of God. I am that I am. God, divine love, and I are one. Feel the truth of your being, the seed of perfection planted in you long ago. This is the light, who you are. This is the light of your soul. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and live our everyday life from this knowingness, from this truth, from our true perfection. So as we began, we breathe. Breathing from the center of our being, from the golden white light of our seed, of our soul essence within. Feeling yourself rising again from deep within to the surface. Aware of the waves again as you rise up and feel yourself one with the waves, flowing, not resisting. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands. And just squeeze them ever so gently, awakening the body temple. Breathing into your feet and toes and doing the same. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are transformers of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy and balance and unity. Surrender to your soul, not your circumstances. Don't pay attention to illusionary winners. Yield to your higher self and brilliance and bring it out. We are perfect as we are. Let there be clarity. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Om. Om.